This is a dictation for Mr. Claude Smith Jr. C-L-A-U-D-E-S-M-I-T-H Jr. Date of birth is 9/22/1950. Date of service is 3/24/2020. Mr. Claude Smith Jr. is representing with severe pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 10. He also has severe pain in the right wrist and hand to the tune of 10. And pain in both legs is reported to the tune of 8. There is no radiation of the pain to the arm or the legs as such from the spine, from the neck and the lower back. Pain level varies from 8 to 10. The patient reports standard pain improvement in the pain overall with the physical therapy and other treatments that he is undergoing, medications. ADLs that are affected are as follows. Work and the enjoyment of life are affected 10. According to the patient, general activity 9, the sleep is affected 8, walking ability 7. In the system review, patient reports in neurology and psych there are no anxiety, depression, panic, no nightmares, no loss of memories, no vision disturbance, headaches, dizziness, vertigo, no seizures, trouble sleeping or loss of balance, loss of equilibrium or focus problem, no confusion, disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness in the neck and the lower back, as well as pain in the neck and the lower back. No difficulty walking is reported. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool or trouble swallowing. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency or painful urination or any blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, or hospitalization or weight loss are reported. No other trauma is reported. Current pain medications are tramadol. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 130/44, pulse is 65, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit of 2/24/2022. Dictation number is 0225-049. Plan of care. Diagnosis will remain the same. Plan of care is to continue the medication naproxen 500 twice a day, 60 tablets Nirontin 600 mg twice a day, Flexeril 10 mg at night, along with melatonin 10 mg at night for sleep, 30 tablets each, lidocaine cream 5% for applying on the wrist, right wrist as well as the legs. The plan of care will be as follows. So tramadol has been provided, 100 mg tablets, 50 tablets are provided, 1 or 2 Q12 or PR basis. The meds are reviewed as well as the labs are reviewed. The patient has been on a long term on Narcos and other oxycodone products for the last 2 years. I would advise him to now, time has come to come out of this narcotics as they are dangerous for health and survival and they are addiction forming. Patient has been advised to continue on Ultram for a couple months for pain relief, while we are going to be providing him injection treatment with cortisone. His MRIs were found to be positive. He has a bulging disc at L3-4 and L4-L5 along with facet arthropathy and ligament and phlegm hypertrophy and spinal canal stenosis. As a cause of his symptoms in the lower back pain, there is a right foramina extrusion impinging upon L4 nerve Similarly, in the cervical spine, there is a herniated disc at C4-5 along with there is a bilateral facet and unconvertible joint hypertrophy and a disc osteophyte complex throughout. Patient is advised that he will benefit from certain injections beginning with the CESI as there is a compression of the spinal cord and a herniated disc, C4-5, and also facet joint injection, time 4. And if that doesn't help him, then maybe a surgical consultation will be obtained. Other than that, I will have nothing else to offer. I've advised him to apply for medical marijuana card and grow marijuana in his home because our state government is allowing recreational use and a medical use unlimited, and has that be the best solution. And the patient has his reservation. I've answered all his questions regarding the issues of LESI and CESI, and it appears that he's equivocal on coming for the injections, and we hope that he turns around and gets his cortisone injections so that help can be obtained for him. Otherwise, I'll refer him back to his primary care doctor. Thank you. His labs have been obtained. The labs are looking in compliance so far, and we have removed him from Schedule 2 to Schedule 3. Thank you.